liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, was I on time there?
No, of course not. At least not with the video, because we're
with
live right now.
They were headphones had me totally on time.
Yeah. No, we've talked about this before. It doesn't work that way. It's with the magic of the internet, there is a slight delay, not only from me to you, but from you to me, and from me to the live stream over at twitch.tv/goodstuff_FM, or just is that too long? Is that too,
such a, okay, so all right. long? So many characters.
How about we do this? We'll do goodstuff.fm/live.
That's a better option.
That's much easier to remember, maybe. For you, you don't have to write.
Remember,
you don't have to write it down. You don't have to.
The more times we say it, the more times you're going to remember it. Goodstuff.fm/live.
It's literally one word on top of the network that
of we, the regular
of,
name
of the name of this program. Yeah, that's right. That's about it. How are you? It's been a week.
It's been a whole week. Well, this week was fine. Oh, how boring. Cool, blurry Greek. That's it.
Okay. my week's been great. As you can see from my face.
From your jubilant face, Kyle, that I can see with my eyeballs. But for podcast listeners, they can only see your voice. Wait, no, they can hear your voice.
They can only hear my mandibular tori screaming. If you'd like to know more about the inside of my mouth, please tune in at goodstuff.fm/live. It's a Tuesday. It's around 7 a.m.
7 a.m. We go live at 7 a.m.
We waited for a single viewer to come into the room, and now we are playing, literally only playing to the crowd. So, welcome.
Playing to the crowd.
Singular viewer. We thank you for joining us. And
of course,
we worship at the altar of the viewer.
Spread the word. Hey, you know, you're not really a leader until you have a follower.
Hey, it's Chris.
Well, hey, Chris. You should get a follower, and that creates leadership. But the first follower is the most important. I will say that the first follower is the most important figure in a movement, because it kind of establishes that first person who's doing that first thing as a leader, but the first follower kind of makes it seem, oh, it's okay to follow them because someone did it.
You're kind of describing not only the ways that governments have come and gone in ancient times, but also the advent of religion. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's a fundamental human ideal.
Yes, and so is this podcast. Hey,
welcome! It's Good Stuff Morning Show.
It is. We don't have to really play it up. It's just Chris. Just Chris in the chat room. A little bit of follow up from him. He says, "Still haven't had a chance to get drunk on ice cream yet." Well, that's too bad.
What was it, Häagen-Dazs? Häagen-Dazs.
It was. Yes, I think it was. It was. See, the thing is with that ice cream,
Chris, I'll front the money for you because you're kind of one of the only people who can.
I don't know what the exchange rate is. What's the exchange rate of US dollars to ice cream in Canada?
I think it's like three high fives and you get a tub of ice cream.
That's totally not it. I do have a lot of moose blood, though. So if you need moose blood, I can send that to you because it's currency.
Wait a second. How did you procure moose blood?
Well, let me tell you, Kenny. I got to take. We streamed this show last week, and it was a whole lot of fun. We streamed it in the nighttime, and that's it. Just felt like the right time for that program.
You gotta see that it's morning here. You can kind of see on Kyle. You can see that he's kind of got like morning.
Morning.
Look, the sun's coming through.
Morning breath. Are you saying that I have morning breath? Can you smell?
You may have morning breath, but I have the worst morning breath.
It's mostly.
What is more? Oh, you have cold brew.
I do. I made my own.
Okay, I'm going to close this window again.
Okay, good. Here, let's. What I was trying to get at is that we did a stream last time. There was a bit of time before and after the show where some important things were covered. And I need to let everyone in on some more recent developments that have transpired since we recorded the show last time.
All right, you're being really cryptic.
Yes, I am. Kenny, last time.
Oh, that's why.
last time on the Good Stuff Morning Show.
The Good Stuff Morning Show.
You remember when...
I've got one more thing to go over with you.
Great.
There it is. I got a letter from Foster Farms.
I laugh weird. Is it a cease and desist?
Quit being a chicken. Okay. We can't interject every time because people will get really confused as to what is the past and what is the future.
Right.
So I'm going to...
Fine.
I'm going to... It's fine. Good. All right.
Ooh, I have a chicken story.
Oh, my gosh.
Before you open up your Foster Farms.
I have a letter.
Okay. Taking the dog on a walk yesterday. About 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And she perks up all of a sudden and starts like yanking the leash. And I'm going, whoa, where are you going? You know where I live. Mm-hmm. There's a street right outside my apartment complex.
Like a big street, like a fast street. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what's not really on that street ever?
Dogs.
Chickens. There was a chicken roaming around on the street.
Like one single chicken? Solo chicken?
Solo chicken.
Okay.
And here's the best part. There was a woman who was walking along. No, don't eat the Cheetos.
Do you give your dog food? Do you give your dog enough food?
Dog food, yeah.
Is it like... Okay, this is fine. Go. Okay. Anyway, so there was a chicken in the road.
There was a woman who was walking the opposite direction or was walking away from the scene.
Okay.
I guess hadn't seen the chicken. And, you know, Jin, my dog, is yanking on the chain to go chase this chicken. I'm like, no, don't. It's a chicken. It's just a chicken. And this woman turns around and is like, what? You call me a chicken? And then I go, no, lady, look, there's an actual chicken. And she goes, wait, what?
So
she thought I was calling her a chicken from behind her back.
Yeah.
And then I just had to yank the dog the other way as the woman scuttled away from the chicken. The chicken was just like,
who you calling yeller? Wow.
You want to fight?
Well,
all right. Tell me about your letter here.
Okay. I have nothing to add to your chicken story. I do want to know, though, do you know why the chicken crossed the road?
No.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate. That's one of those situations where I feel like you could be our roaming reporter, our man on the street, asking the chicken from the chicken's mouth. Why they crossed the road. All right, Kenny.
Hey, chicken, what you doing across the street?
They say, dear Kyle, thank you for contacting Foster Farms to advise us that our chicken was not of its usual quality. We certainly regret your disappointment and any inconvenience associated with this purchase. You are right to expect the highest quality from Foster Farms. We are concerned that our product did not meet your expectations. Your comments regarding the packaging have been forwarded to our quality assurance and product departments. A refund is being processed and will be mailed to you within 2 weeks. Thank you for being Foster Farms. And that's, of course, from the Consumers Affairs Manager.
Wait, did you write Foster Farms and or did you like slam them on Twitter? Like, hey, this chick is gross.
No. So listen, I'm not, of course, I'm not about calling someone out or even subtweeting. I'm not going to sub chicken Foster Farms.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to write them on Twitter and complain. I wrote them an actual physical letter.
Wow. You mailed it?
And mailed Foster Farms a letter, including the packaging, as it said to. Gosh. It said to on my packaging, send them a letter and tell them what I think. And I did. I sent it to them and they sent me a letter back. This is better than Santa.
Like to see the system work, you mean?
To see that Foster Farms has a section of or has a text expander snippet for people who are mad about chicken packaging. So the issue was I bought this huge like 10-pound bag of chicken breast from Costco, and they were supposed to be in vacuum sealed little individual things.
Mm-hmm.
And
my dog is making out with my elbow fat like right now.
It tastes like pickles. So it's supposed to be vacuum sealed, and you should be able to throw it into a sous vide and make it that way. But it's also supposed to avoid like freezer burn and things like that, so it lasts longer in the freezer. Anyway, they weren't sealed because when I thawed it in my fridge, I got all that chicken juice all over the place, all over the bottom of the fridge. Bad news.
Did you take a picture? Did you include the picture, like a Polaroid
of the chicken?
Just picking up like all the chicken juice inside your fridge.
I didn't mention the chicken juice. I just said I was.
This is chicken juice.
That's literally all the note to them said. It was in 72 font, and it just said chicken juice, chicken juice. And I just
chicken juice.
I just sent it to them.
Period.
And they knew exactly what I was saying. They got my name. They got. So I'm in whatever chicken hating database there is now. And
I mean, that's Kyle. That's like the Galaxy Theater thing that I did on Twitter, where I was like, you know, the sound was bad the whole time. It was bad. And then they tweeted back at me and they said, oh, whoa, let's fix this. Let's get you into another movie so you can enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
And you got into another movie. And you still go to that theater, do you not?
I do.
There you go. That's us from from last time. All 6 minutes and 39 seconds of it. Oh, Kenny.
Gosh, that was 6 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, you changed. Look at you. You're a new color now. Welcome back to the future. Follow up.
If you were watching the stream, Kyle, you would have noticed that I was changing colors lots.
Good. I got my money.
Money?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
Foster Farms has sent me my check in the mail for a grand total of $23.
23 bucks? How much did you spend on the chicken? $23?
For my chicken. No, this is for my pain, mostly.
I had to look at.
That's right. This is the settlement between me and Foster Farms for my chicken pain. So, thanks, Foster.
You should record a video of yourself holding the check up and going, hey, Foster Farms, rip it in half and go, I'm taking you to court.
Live on camera right now. You want me to do that? I can give you the routing and account numbers for Foster Farms live on air if you want me to. You want me to do that?
That's awful. Don't do that.
Let's talk about some other chicken.
Oh?
Yesterday was national. No, it was world. It was worldwide. It was World Emoji Day. And Apple was showing off some of their new emoji that will be coming to iOS and the Mac later this year. Did you see some of these? Did you see how the brands across the world were?
Yeah. Yeah. I celebrating. I think my favorite, I'm not sure if I want to call the T-Rex my favorite yet. I like the Mind Blown.
Uh-huh.
That one was good.
The puke. Give me the puke.
finally a good puke.
Yeah.
Like with bits in it, like brown and yellow bits.
Is it? It seems pretty green to me.
Well, yeah, it's green, but it has brown and yellow bits.
You mean the person is yellow?
Well, maybe it's a cannibal.
Okay, eating itself, and that's why it's barfing.
The T-Rex, I think, it's like a cute T-Rex.
It is. It's good. It's like a cartoon T-Rex. Yeah, a little bit. The full list is available in our show notes, goodstuff.fm/morningshow.
I feel like the zombie, though, unfortunately, suffers from like too much detail. And when you see it, the tiny emoji, you're not going to get the full impact of a zombie emoji.
Now, here's my problem with the way that most of these work. I do have apps on my computer right now to expand Slack style these emoji on into any application, so I can use them to write in texts or whatever, right? Google Hangouts, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Some of these words just are not what I would go to for putting in what I wanted, you know, I would have to search, or I would have to, I don't know, like type different synonyms for the word vomit, I guess, to find my barfing guy. I want to type puke. I want to type barf.
So vomit. You want to be able to.
I don't want to get clinical with my emoji. I want to just type barf, and for the face vomiting is the name of it.
I'm face not vomiting. Here's what you
not
do.
Not gonna remember that.
You create a one of those like type and replace.
I literally just said the word. It passed. Kyle said the word text expander snippet, and you couldn't come up with that right now. Are you freaking kidding me?
Text, but that means you have to have text expander running. Like you can make an Apple keyboard replacement run on your system all the time without text expander running. So you type, slash barf or something like that, and then it gives you the face. What is it? Face vomiting?
Yes, face vomiting.
How is it not vomiting face?
Because
you got like smiley face, sad face. Should have vomiting face or vomit face.
Whatever the syntax is of face and then other things. Faced with hand. Hand over mouth. Face with monocle. Face with raised eyebrow. Face with symbols over mouth. That kind of stuff.
What's the mind blown? Is that face with brain explosion?
Exploding head.
That's amazing.
Which
exploding head is perfect.
Yeah, but people with exploding head syndrome would not appreciate that. At all.
Well, now they have an emoji.
They, for a second, and that's about it.
Look at that!
Except when you see it, it's a trigger, unfortunately. That's the awful. Worst. That's the worst part of it.
It's the same thing works with the T-Rex. A T-Rex!
It just shows up right into your house. Yeah. Well, good. All right. Well, I enjoyed Emoji Day by not celebrating at all.
Yeah, me too.
Just didn't. You ready for some news?
Oh, I am.
These are today's headlines.
Amazon-made meal kits could come to your doorstep soon.
Mm-mm-mm.
Keep your eyes peeled on your doorstep.
On your banana.
According to a report from the British publication The Times, that's weird because it's from the British publication The Times.
That's why New York has to differentiate itself.
I guess so. Amazon filed a trademark for a meal kit service on July 6th with the tagline, quote, "We do the prep, you be the chef." The service covers prepared food kits ready for assembly as a meal. And according to CNBC, which is not The Times, they will primarily include dishes consisting of grains, pasta, rice, and noodles. You know, the stuff that can't really go bad for a while.
But also the stuff that's already made in the box. You add water and you cook it. It's sort of the same thing already.
Yeah, but the Amazon boxes probably include like some spices and some other ingredients to kind of spice it up or flavor it up, you know?
I don't know.
And it's probably portioned. You know, they probably give you the correct portion. You don't cook like four handfuls of pasta and go, well, I'm eating for one tonight.
Right. Okay. Like, unfortunately, I got a 15-pound bag of rice shipped to my house and now I have to cook it all at once. What am I going to do? I have to turn my living room into a giant rice cooker.
This sounds okay. I mean, this is, there's what, like four or five like top people or top companies that are kind of doing this right now in the market. Amazon kind of already does it too with Amazon Fresh, but I guess that's just ingredients. It's not like, hey, you can make a meal out of these provided ingredients.
Sure. Right. Well, and I think famously right now, Blue Apron is one of those that decided to file for IPO or whatever the phrase is. And is just tumbling since their Amazon's acquisition of Whole Foods. So we'll see what happens.
Could this be something that they even put in their store, maybe? Like in Whole Foods, where they have like the, they've got, you know, you can buy all the ingredients separately, or you can take home the Amazon box, and it's like a dinner for two in a box.
That sounds pretty great. Like pre-made. I mean, it
not
also
pre-made, but like pre-portioned.
I think
that's what I've always wanted. That I've always, because I never know the correct portions for however many people I'm, you know, preparing food for. But if there was already all that was already decided for me, I could just take the box home and then there's, you know, good instructions. Or what would be even better is you take the Amazon box home, you have all the prepared ingredients, and then it gives you a code to say into your Amazon Echo, like to like prompt the
it's time to make a meal.
No, I mean, it's like it's the exact instructions or directions for the meal that you bought.
Yeah, the hot word is I'm lonely. And then it starts.
I'm lonely number 17.
Well, let's get cooking.
Is that what
hi
Alex A sounds like?
Hi,
My name is Alex. I'm here to help you cook tonight.
Didn't at one point we have an Alex A on morning show? Wasn't there a point when we had the actual audio capabilities to assistant talk to an
do you want me to dig into our past again? Do I need to play another 7 minutes of a past program of this show?
No,
for you to understand that
Minority Report back to the past.
Good. My main problem with the pre-portioned meals potentially from Whole Foods and an Amazon made meal kit is just that I don't like people controlling what I eat, and if I have to go to a store and pick up a box of government cheese, it feels like wartime, and it's not like rations. Yes, I don't need Amazon rationing my food. I want to be able to choose. This is freedom. Kyle, freedom of choice.
There's a flip side to that. I'm not saying that like Amazon needs to have control of what you are purchasing, but what it's doing is it's limiting how much you are buying. It's portioning already. I mean, this is all hypothetical, but it would be portioning out so that you're not wasting any food. Do you often like save your leftovers and then eat them the day after or something? Or do you get like the tiny little scraps and you go, no one's going to eat this, and you toss it?
See, the chat room saying Amazon MREs. Yeah, pretty much. That's what that feels like. All I need to do, Kenny, is I need to help you learn how to pre-portion your meals and find the right balance between what you will actually eat and the amount of food that you cook. It's not like cooking for a family of four at home. And also you need to be okay eating leftovers, but it's all in the wrist.
I mean, leftovers are like hand-me-downs for food. And I hate hand-me-downs. If you remember,
you do, because that's all you got.
That was my life for about 20 years.
It looks like there are some folks in the chat room having some issues with all caps. I guess Nightbot is kind of strict with what it allows, so just try not to put all caps or appear that it's
if
spamming.
You do, if you do all caps, just make like the last couple characters just lowercase, and I think it's fine.
Okay. I don't know how
is to... Is that a workaround? Did I just give everybody a workaround?
Yes. I believe you did, and I'll give you one as well. Seems okay to me. Kenny, today is also National Caviar Day.
Ooh, have you ever had caviar? I think we had this conversation last year.
In actuality, like the on in pictures caviar, like the black pearly looking stuff. Is that what
yeah,
you're saying?
Yeah, fish eggs. Yeah.
I have Baluga. Not. I have not had the roe from a wild sturgeon from the Caspian Sea and Black Sea, if that's what you're asking. Have you?
No, I haven't. No. Except I love the episode of Frasier where there's a shortage of caviar in Seattle.
Of course you do.
Then Frasier and Niles make like this backstreet deal with this Russian guy who has $40 an ounce caviar. Then they buy it by the pound. They buy 5 pounds of beluga caviar.
Of caviar to make, yeah. Beluga, that's a whale, right?
I don't know. Yes. Baby beluga.
Which is
beluga caviar.
I think that's fake and not a thing.
It's not. It's beluga sturgeon.
A beluga's a whale.
Hold on. Here we go.
Raffy taught me wrong.
Raffy. Beluga caviar is caviar consisting of the roe of the beluga sturgeon Huso.
I seriously don't care. Let's talk about fish eggs, though, because Tobiko is probably my favorite. It's like tiny little fish eggs on my sushi
roll. That's
my
wife's favorite part of sushi, by the way.
Yeah.
Is the roe.
Yeah. It's really good. It's really, really good.
It's really boring, actually. I like the fish part of sushi.
Okay. I'm glad we can agree. Kenny, I've got some fun facts for you.
Let's hear it.
Speaking of fishes, tortoises can feel
it. It's not a fish.
Well, it's close. You'll see why. Tortoises can feel it if you touch their shells.
Uh-huh.
See, because fish, there's some fishy creatures that have shells. Like a lobster, if you pet a lobster.
A lobster is not a fish either, you dummy.
It's a bug.
A bug? I don't think it's a bug either.
Yeah! Lobsters are the bug.
I'm gonna type into Google. Is a lobster
a bug?
A bug?
Yeah. Question is what mark? It says. It says yeah.
Lobsters are really, really are cockroaches of the sea.
Yeah.
Cockroaches is what my dyslexic brain wanted to say. Cockroaches.
Very good.
It's like a Coke bottle in your crotch.
Yeah. Ah. or are you just happy that I brought up lobsters?
I had a lot of lobster on the cruise that I was on.
We're talking about tortoises here.
Oh, sorry.
Have you pet a tortoise?
Have I pet a tortoise? Yes, at the aquarium.
Did they tell you that they felt it?
No, there's nobody helping me. I just kind of roamed on my own.
You jumped into the tank and you pet a tortoise.
I did not jump. I climbed.
Ah. what kind of cage do they keep a tortoise in? And I realize I'm shaking a lot here, and I don't mean to. The audio is just fine, but the video
what's
is a
happening?
Mess. Don't worry about it.
Okay. No, yeah. So you pet the tortoise.
Yeah,
and it's really slow to react.
Oh, you had packed up and gone for the day, and then it was like, oh, I like that.
Thanks for that.
Well, okay. Bye.
Silence.
That's too
bad.
Tell
me more fun facts.
I got one more for you. Icelandic.
Oh, only one more.
Yeah, Icelandic is the oldest language in Europe.
Okay. Can you speak some for me?
I can, yeah. Sleep.
Can you just say Reykjavik, you know, the capital of Iceland? Can you just say Reykjavik and then claim to have spoken an Icelandic word?
No. But you could say the word sofa, like the thing you sit on in your living room where I cook all the rice.
And what?
that is the word, the Icelandic word for sleep.
Well, and if you sleep on the sofa, look at that. You're Icelandic.
Your sofa sofa.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Nope. You might be the king of the sofa.
Yeah, that would make you the king of the sofa. Very good.
I can't say it.
Very good.
This is a clean podcast, Kyle.
Is it though?
It is.
We're talking about bugs.
Bugs can be clean. When you steam a lobster, it's edible.
It screams.
Can I dip cockroaches in boiling water and then like suck out the meat?
You could, but unfortunately, they're still alive after you boil them.
Right, unless it's nuclear waste that I'm dipping them in.
Yeah, Kenny. Hey, guess what? It's time for us to play another game.
Oh, fun!
Hot diggity!
Oh no, I just found out which game we're playing.
That's right, we're playing a round of Gordon Ramsay's Zero Ingredient. If you are new to this program.
Talking about cooking.
Kenny is, yes, exactly. Speaking of cooking, speaking of a lobster screaming, Kenny's going to listen to a Gordon Ramsay cooking instructional video and try to guess the dish by only listening to the cooking method. All of the ingredients have been removed. So you'll listen to it, Kenny. You'll have to guess what it is, and then I will give you the answer. How you feeling? Are you ready?
Yeah, I actually pulled out our old periodic table battleship sheets so I could write down what I think the ingredients are.
Okay. Here.
I'm prepared.
We go.
You think of the flavor and the texture of rich, phenomenal. Want to make it a little bit more vibrant. A nice pinch. I quite like it. Hot. A touch of... So that nice dry combination of the heat. This is light, healthy, quick, but so tasty. Three nice, chunky, thick. Open them up. Lightly season them. Little touch. Rub all that in. But you can use, but the richness from the silky creaminess is mind-blowing. And then get the grill up to temperature and push these down. Go the extra mile. We've all put in a toaster, but the difference grilling them this way is extraordinary. That nice smoky flavour. Beautiful. Now, you've got to treat them with love, respect. Press on the end here. And if your thumb softens, you can tell it's right. Never press here. And you just end up bruising it. Slice down till you feel that in the middle. And then just roll around. And then it's just a little gentle twist. Off. And out. Cut them into quarters. The back of your knife, peel back. It should just all fall away. Slice. Just take your quarters, fan them out, and push them in.
The riper, the better the flavour. But look for ones free from soft spots and blemishes which can suggest bruising.
Okay. Squeeze. That will stop them discolouring. And then get your ready to go on top. Sprinkle. In a very generous, light way. You've got the fragrance, the crunch, the heat, that little which just wakes up. They look expensive. That for me is a delicious, light start to the day.
All right, Kenny. What you got? What do you have?
I got absolutely lost at about 30 seconds.
This happens every single time. Chat room, if you have any idea of what Gordon Ramsay's zero ingredient dish is, please say so in the chat room. Now we're gonna give you a couple of seconds here to.
And I don't see the chat. So
I will let you. Win. I'll let you know. We have one coming in: deep fried Oreos, Kenny. And retort.
Deep fried Oreos can't. You can't cut those into quarters and then bruise them.
Okay. All right. Chris is saying Honey Nut Cheerios and milk. I think they're missing the point here. Let's walk through what he actually did. He was grilling up some stuff. He was bruising some stuff. He was peeling some skin back.
Some sort of tender meat that is very I don't want to say fragile, but like easy to manipulate, I suppose.
Okay.
Bruise it. What? And like he was stuffing it.
Uh huh.
Okay. But he didn't really prepare whatever he was gonna stuff it with. He was just like, you could just stuff it, and then you peel it, and then you put your finger in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I have no idea. Some sort of stuffed chicken, something or other.
Okay, stuffed chicken. With
le cordon bleu.
Cordon bleu. That's what you're going to guess, like the school.
Yeah.
Do you want help from the chat room first before you make your final guess?
You know what? They seem to think that Gordon Ramsay was making a bowl of cereal. So
you don't want their help. All right.
I'm not saying I don't want their help. I'm just saying I think that we are on two different playing fields here.
All right, Kenny, are you ready?
Yeah, let's
hear it. Are you ready to find out?
I'm ready to
whether find or not out. You are correct or not. Here we go. Gordon, what were you making?
Avocado on sourdough toast with lemon and black sesame sprinkle.
Very wrong.
I'm sorry. What are you stuffing with avocado toast, you idiot? What are you flipping on top of other things? It's avocado toast. You go... avocado, blip, 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 toast. Stupid.
Okay, good. I'm glad I could make you angry this morning. That's exactly...
Especially make me angry at my hero, Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he has
like bipolar where like, or by cooking
okay.
kind of thing, where he can be the most calm, like solo chef. He can just be totally... comfortable in front of that camera, and then when he has like underlings cooking for him,
sure,
he goes berserk. Like it's Gordon Ramsay blitzkrieg in Hell's Kitchen.
Okay, I think that's fine.
I there's no problem with that. I'm just saying, if everybody sees his most public figure is I'm yelling at people because they suck at cooking.
Well, the problem is. When he tells what you called his underlings to create, he does the same thing that he does to you in this segment. Zero ingredients. He doesn't tell them how to make it. He just says, you put it together and that's it.
Well, actually, the way that works is he does tell them how to make it, mm-hmm. and he expects them to have remembered that.
Right.
But they're super lazy and they don't remember how to do that. And so when he catches them not remembering, he's like, excuse me, I already taught you how to do this. How do you not know how to do this?
This is
like the worst kind of teacher in school who teaches you how to do one thing in like math.
Uh-huh.
And then they go, they teach you how to do it in the very beginning of the year, like the first week. And then you have a test on it at the end of the year. And they go, I'm sorry, didn't I teach you how to do that? You shouldn't have any questions.
Welcome to chemistry. And
I slap them with the back of my hand.
That's exactly how chemistry works. The stuff you learn at the beginning is the stuff that, I mean...
is the most important.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Kenny, and I have a cheat sheet. It's a periodic table.
How'd you do? Pretty bad.
It's all folded up.
Yeah, okay. All right. Time for another segment. Because,
oh, perfect.
Because what the heck? It's time, Kenny, for scary amusement park rides. And I'm finding the scream... here momentarily.
A scree? Click clock, click clock.
Scary amusement park rides. Now there is an article over at shape.com that asks, first, do amusement park rides count as a workout? And I wanted to put that to you real quick before I actually tell you the answer.
Okay. Wait, Shape, the magazine Shape is asking, do amusement park rides count as a workout?
Yes. So can I get those rock hard abs by going on Superman 50 times?
I'm assuming that what their point is, without even going into the article, I'm assuming what their point is is like the exhilaration and the like adrenaline that pumps through your body. Does that do anything for your workout, or does that do anything as a workout? Right? Is that what they're kind of insinuating here?
Overall, what they're trying to do is see whether or not
the clenching of your body and then the release and then the clenching and the release. Is that like, are they assuming that you're treating that as a workout?
That would be like saying, oh, are bowel movements a workout? And they
yes,
kind of
are.
They kind of can be if you go that route. No. So this article is basically saying when your heart rate increases, the cardiovascular exercise that is happening, is that good enough to, I don't know, get you in shape? TM.
Because that happens when you get a workout, right? That happens when you're moving your muscles. You get that adrenaline, you get the heart rate up, and you get the blood moving. So they're asking, can you just kind of skip all the moving bits and just have your heart do a bunch of work? Does that work as a workout?
Right. Because the whole point is, at least according to Nicole Weinberg, MD, a cardiologist at Providence St. John Health Center, they say your heart is racing after a scary ride because of adrenaline, and that can actually be bad for your heart. There's a reason for all those signs warning people with heart problems and pregnant ladies to stay off, end quote. So it's more of a stress hormone.
Uh-huh.
If that is alerting you to danger, and less like a heart rate increase that can be sustained
over
time. Like
a good heart rate increase.
It's not a blood flow increase based on actual movement. It is a stress hormone increase. So overall, it's bad news. It's fun in doses.
Can I say something, though?
Yeah, you may. That's actually why this program exists.
There's a whole point that we're talking at each other. I think that the more workout-y part of the amusement park is the walking around and standing in line. That's more of a workout than the ride would ever be. Right?
Being on your feet for that
being
long.
On your feet, walking yeah. around to the various rides.
Yeah.
And not, you know, and when you're waiting in line, you kind of have to like fidget around and do something. You're moving around. Your heart rate's not going too high, so you're not like in danger, but you got your muscles moving and you got your legs straining. And that's good. That's the best part. That's the most workout part of the park. Ah!
All right.
By the way, my wife brought me breakfast for morning show.
Lovely. What you got? Show me your toast.
Scrambled eggs.
Yep.
And buttered toast with grill marks or toast marks.
So you could have. I mean, you. Maybe we need your wife to record her actual preparation methods for your breakfast.
Oh, and I don't know what ingredients are in here.
Maybe you'll. It's a freaking egg and bread.
Yeah, I was being facetious.
Hey, Kenny, let's talk about water parks. Because this segment is...
Let's talk about it.
This segment is called Scary Amusement Park Rides.
Not just land-based, but water-based as well.
Well, they're still on land. The park itself is not just a giant ocean. It could be, I suppose, but that's free if you want to get in.
Please make Water World, somebody.
That's a bad idea. You'd be on a boat anyway, so we'll
I'm going to crunch this toast right now.
Please do. Three giant slides are scheduled to debut at Kwasi Park. Let's go with Kwasi, actually. Okay. I can also get Garko's help.
Kwasi.
Hi, Garko.
Excuse me, who are you?
I have no idea. Kwasi Park in 2018, including one called Tantrum Twist, also known as Tornado in all caps, which will accommodate two-person rafts. Now, here's how this works, Kenny.
Wait, hold on. Pause everything. Look what I just brought into the studio. Breakfast, ketchup.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll catch you again later, because this is the end of the show. And
breakfast, ketchup on my scrambled eggs. Breakfast, ketchup. My wife, I texted her. I said... After she left the room, I said, catch up. And she said, oh, my God. That was her reaction. She said, oh, my God.
Like,
so she is not a fan of this. But she brought it to me anyway because she knows that I love it.
Well, I can fax over the divorce paperwork if you want.
There you go. Thank you.
Kenny, let me tell you about Tantrum Twist or
Tell
tornado.
Me about the Quasi Park Tantrum Twist Tornado. Wait, where's the third one?
No.
Three giant slides?
No, we are only talking about the Tantrum Twist. There are other two slides I can tell you about later, but I wanted to tell you about Tornado itself.
Okay.
It says the patented funnel shape flushes riders up the tantrum walls, oscillates each tube multiple times, and generates the suspended weightlessness sensation that is unique to Pro Slide funnel rides.
Can I just say that I think my intestinal tract is called a Pro Slide?
That's probably not true, unless you have some sort of weightlessness associated with your bowel movements, with your BMs. After dropping into the funnel, riders are swept up the wall to the equator line, that they call here, which is actually perpendicular to the ground. The ride creates the illusion of going over the edge and keeps even, quote, the craziest thrill enthusiasts returning for more.
Nope.
Hey,
we're going to pretend to kill you.
We're going to basically just throw you inside of a cannon and then shoot you out of it. This is a ride.
Come back for more.
Please, would you? It's like going to the edge and then coming back. Again.
Like that new movie, was it Flatliners, where they take turns killing each other and bring them back to life?
Yeah, that sounds like a good ride. Let's make that one. Debuting at Quasi Park 2019, Flatliners. You strap yourself in and we make it go as fast as possible so that you can't breathe.
Die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, well, that's it. Actually, that's the ride. You don't come back. So I'm afraid.
Enter and you never exit.
That is, can you imagine? That's just one of the three rides available here at Quasi Park in 2018. Tantrum Twist. I'll throw a tantrum not to go on this ride, would you? The other two.
I would take a look. I would take a look at it and probably, I would assess my life at the moment I'm watching the people enjoy the ride and listen to their death screams as they think that they're going to go over the edge, but then the slide says, nope, going to bring you back. I would probably abstain.
The other two gigantic pipe, in all caps, lines, serpentine slides will round out the three ride attraction. They say the new slides will all depart from one platform and conclude in runoff troughs near what they call saturation station.
That sounds awful.
Thanks for tuning in, Chris. We appreciate it. This is one of those moments that is just frightening. And
I finished my scrambled eggs with ketchup.
Already? Wow. That was a wild ride. Mr.
While Tuck. I was listening to you describe the death slide.
Yeah.
I finished my scrambled eggs.
Hey, Kenny, speaking of death slides, I've got another game for us to play.
Perfect.
You have no idea what I'm doing, huh?
I have no idea what you're doing. You have no idea what I'm doing.
It's been a while since we've done this. It's time for another round of Goat or Tennis Player. speaking of screams, I'm going to play 10 different screams, and you have to guess whether or not it's a goat or a tennis player.
Okay.
Are you ready? This is a very simple game.
Did you watch any of Wimbledon, by the way?
I didn't. No, I know that was something that was happening in Federer won, I think. Is that who won? Roger?
Federer, yes. Federer won without dropping a set, which hasn't been done in 41 years.
That's what that racket is called, right? So you're trying to not drop the racket called a set.
I'm going to set your face into some breakfast ketchup.
Good. Let's play around here, Kenny. You ready for number one?
Yeah.
Goat or tennis player?
I think that's one of the 999 ghosts and ghouls from the Haunted Mansion.
Close. Very close.
But I'm going to say tennis player.
All right.
Yeah.
Correct. Number two. Goat or tennis player?
Tennis player. That's Rafael Nadal, isn't it? No, okay.
That is incorrect. A goat. That is a goat. So I should say
the Nadal goat.
You'll get Nadal of them wrong. Chat room, I should say, for folks who are still watching, these sounds have been slowed down about 50% with Paul Stretch.
Paul Stretch.
That's why they sound so crazy and why Kenny can't tell the difference between people and goats. Are you ready for number three?
Yeah, it's same deal. Again. Haunted Mansion ghost. Let's say tennis player.
Yeah. That is correct. Number four.
Goat.
Number five.
Why can't I think of his name? That's Rocket Man.
That is incorrect.
That sounds like Rocket Man, doesn't it?
It does, kind of. Yes. Yeah.
Play it again.
Yeah.
I hear it. Harlan Williams. Harlan Williams. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kept thinking Harvey for some reason.
No, that's a goat.
Harvey's the name of the goat. That's right.
Ulysses is the name of the monkey, the chimp, excuse me. Number six. Is that a goat or a tennis player?
I think that's one of the fated souls who rode the pro slide. The tantrum slide.
Yes.
I'm going to say goat. Yes.
That is correct. Number seven. We have three more. Four more, I guess. Number seven. Goat or tennis player?
What a tail there.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And because goats have tails, goat.
That is incorrect. That is a tennis player.
Someone get hit in the face with a tennis ball?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, number eight.
Goat. That was a kid goat, too.
Number nine. Please get this right. Goat or
was
tennis
that player? I say goat, but it sounds like me.
It is a goat. It's not you. This is you.
That's close.
Wow. And last one, number 10. Goat or tennis player?
That's a tennis player.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got 6 out of 10.
Not bad.
Good work. I guess
for you, Kyle.
I guess that's a win. I'm
going to take it as a win.
Yeah, I guess so. You could take it really just as however you want. Because that's more like a D, I guess, right? Is it a D?
I don't know, Kyle.
Okay.
Should I just keep talking so you can play your clips?
I can't. I mean, if you'd like to keep talking, that would be a good way for me to know whether or not you're ready to move on to another segment. How you feeling?
Oh, geez, Kyle. Maybe I am.
Okay, good.
We will eat food.
That's right. It's time for another
like Garko.
Yeah, that's the Garko we know and love. It's time for another stadium food segment. Kenny, I've got a couple of announcements first related to our stadium food segment. The longest sigh that I can muster. Twitter.com/SI_eats is a new account from SI.com.
What's SI.com?
Sports Illustrated.
Oh.
They've got a new column, I guess. They have a new sub-blog called Eats. And I feel like someone took a sword and gutted me. Because this Twitter account and this website is dedicated to the stadium foods for different sports and sporting places and drinks and culture, all the stuff that we talk about here.
Yeah.
So if you want
how dare they?
I know. Definitely
somebody. Somebody from the Sports Illustrated team has been keeping up with the trends of like weird foods, and the internet likes to make fun of them.
Right.
Hey, we're Sports Illustrated. We should take the stadium foods.
So let's do it.
Yeah.
Now,
they have all the financial backing of a major publication that they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, pretty much. But I do have to say the person writing over at SI Eats is the one who did inspire the segment. So everything's coming full circle, and we will just eat each other's dog food, which is also a dish at a stadium.
Ugh.
Each other's dog food.
Oh, God.
Kenny, I want to tell you about a barf emoji. I want to tell you about something called Burgerzilla.
Burgerzilla?
Let's...
Rewind.
Burgeritza.
Burgeritza.
I read that as Burgerzilla. Which that
they might as well call it Burgerzilla.
It should be called Burgerzilla Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, come on.
It's called Burgeritza. Now, here's why. SunTrust Park, the Braves' new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what they're needing to do is bring more folks into baseball now. Because, well, no one likes it anymore. And so the first year here at SunTrust Park, the Braves say they have concocted a 20-ounce beef patty topped with cheddar cheese and served between 2 8-inch pepperoni pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
So the bun is a pizza.
It's two pizzas.
There's bacon on top. There is cheddar cheese. And right. Then a giant meat patty in between.
Yeah.
No lettuce.
This is definitely a
no tomato. No health at all.
I will say though, I think we got to cover this a while ago.
I feel like we did too, but not in this segment.
Not in this segment. We may have covered it earlier in the year when all of the stadiums started releasing like their wildest food for the year.
Yeah.
And this was one of them. This was the one from the Braves Park. But I would eat this. I would eat this.
I would
hands
too.
Down.
I would try it at least.
I mean, hands up, I suppose, to hold it up to my mouth.
Would have to have two hands actually. No hands. It could be one of those burger eating competitions, maybe, where you're like stuffing your face on top of it, going pep first.
I would say that you and I would go to the SunTrust Park. We would order one of these, split it down the middle like it is in this picture, and we'd both take a half. I think that we could do that.
I think we could, too. I probably wouldn't eat for the rest of the day, but, you know.
No. You would have to go on like a 30-hour marathon job.
Cleanse. It would be a cleanse. I'm on the Burgeritza cleanse, actually, and I can only eat Burgeritzas.
No, you have to cleanse it. You have to force the Burgeritza out of your body.
Ah, each time. Yeah. Hey, so can we talk, though, about the way that this is constructed? Let me first copy. I'm putting it into the chat room.
Okay.
Right now.
Oh.
That's what happens when you try and hold in a burp. So this Burgeritza, the pizza on top that they use as the top bun, is facing up. Good. Fine, right? But the burger, the pizza on the bottom.
I think that one's also facing up.
I don't agree. Look at the crispiness of the crust.
Yeah, I know, but I also think that the crust, I think the one underneath is underbaked. Or it's just the crust.
No cheese, no peps.
Not the actual. It's not an actual pizza underneath.
That,
I think it's just a crust, like a frozen crust.
That I don't like at all.
No, I don't like that either. That's no. You're shorting me half a bun pizza.
No, I don't want any of that.
No, I don't want any of that.
So. Good. Hey, that's it. That's the show.
Congratulations, you made it through. So did we.
Yeah, you did. We made it through with four viewers. High viewers.
I had scrambled eggs with breakfast ketchup and it was so good.
Can you make me some? Can you maybe send me some through the tubes
and the best part is
get it here.
My wife sprinkled some cheddar cheese inside with the scrambled eggs. So it was super good.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Are you holding back the face vomiting?
I'm miserable. No, I'm just miserable over here.
Okay.
Because you got to eat, and I'm stuck hearing my stomach growl.
Oh, boo-hoo.
This morning. Hey, this has been the Good Stuff Morning Show over on Good Stuff.
Close that with some energy, Kyle. Close that with some energy.
Let's not. Do us a favor, though. If you did enjoy this program, please subscribe. You could go over to Apple Podcasts. Is that what they call it? Mm-hmm. I mean, technically you're going over to iTunes, or you're opening the podcast app and you're subscribing to the show. But however you want to do it is fine.
But they want you to call it Apple Podcasts. Like, that's the new thing.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
You can rate us over on Apple Podcasts if you'd like. We have 246 5-star reviews, and yours could be the next one. I will read any new 5-star reviews that we get on this show. I will read them on the air. Verbatim. Do what you will, and I will also read them in whatever voice you want me to.
Garko?
So long as, yes, I can have Garko read them. Whatever you want, I will do within reason. Which is my motto.
It's a weird promise.
I know. If you want to support the show, you can also do that over at goodstuff.fm/support. We've got some neato ways to give your muns to the show. We have Patreon campaigns and cool stuff you can buy. Coffee and
coffee
and beer and
wait, I can buy beer and support Good Stuff?
You can, actually, yeah.
Well, look at that.
Are you actually surprised, or are you playing along?
A little bit of both, actually. What beer can I buy?
You can go over to Tavor, actually. We've got a coupon code for you to get you started.
What's that? Tavor?
It is a company. Is it like
Tavern Pour put together?
Maybe. It's a portmanteau of, I'm not going to tell you. You make it up in your own brain. Kenny, make sure you go over to goodstuff.fm/support, though, because that's where we got the affiliate link, and that's what gives us a little bit of a kickback. That's what we do. You can order beer through there, and they'll ship it to you for $15 flat.
Wow.
Any amount. I've got one coming today, so maybe I can show you later. I'll show you my shipment. And while you're at it, while you're over on goodstuff.fm, go check out some of the other great shows, because they're actually great. Which I think was Tony's line. That's it.
Actually great.
Yeah.
Frosted flakes are more than good.
They're
actually great.
Really, actually, just to let you know, they're great. We hope you have a good week. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, great. We'll be back next week with another episode of this program. Until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.